Each candidate will now have the opportunity to make a 1.5-minute closing statement. Mayor Barrett, your statement.
Well, again, thank you all for watching tonight. I want to make something clear. I have no desire to be the rock star for the far right in this nation. And I have no desire to be the rock star of the far left in this nation. What I do have a desire is to be rock solid and do everything I can to create jobs in the state of Wisconsin. Because that's what we need right now. And we need a governor who will stand up to the special interests. And I will do that. Scott Walker gave billions of dollars in tax cuts to corporations and the wealthiest people in the state, and he asked seniors to sacrifice. I've said no to my friends. In fact, Scott's talked a lot about the unions tonight, the large public unions. Let's face it, I wasn't their first choice, and I'm certainly not the first choice of the people on the far right. And why is that? Because I've said no to my friends and to people who oppose me politically. That's the test of leadership. It's easy to say yes to people who give you millions of dollars. It's easy to say no to your political opponents. The real test of leadership is whether you can say no to people who are your friends. Scott Walker has never asked for shared sacrifice. He's asked for others to make sacrifice. As governor, I will focus on jobs, healing this state, ending his civil war, and doing everything we can to move this state forward. That's why I ask you for your vote on June 5th. Thank you very much.
Governor Walker.
John, I want to thank you and the Broadcast Association, to the panel, Bob, Aaron, and Paul, and to the mayor for joining me here tonight, and particularly, most importantly, to all of you across the state of Wisconsin. Early this week, I stopped at a manufacturer in Oshkosh, and after talking to people working there all around the factory, I met somebody particularly interesting. A guy by the name of Chris came up to me and told me the story about how he had voted for my opponent 2 years ago, but how he and his parents, who were raised Democrats, were actually voting for me in this election. So the reason was simple. He was impressed that somebody finally had the courage to take on the tough issues facing our state, to help us move the state forward. Now, I often chuckle when I hear the word courage, because to me it's amazing that politics is the only profession out there where you're somehow called courageous just by keeping your word. What we're doing is moving the state forward, and the courage I get doesn't come from those in politics. It comes from the people I meet every day. Moms and dads all across the state, just like Tonette and I, who work hard in factories and farms and small businesses, in schools and clinics all across this great state. People I have the honor of meeting just about every day. People who are moms and dads just like Tonette and I, who have the courage to go to their workplaces and work hard, not just to earn a paycheck, not just to put food on the table or clothes in the back of our kids. They work hard each and every day just like Tonette and I do for the same reason. We want our kids to have a better life than we do. We ultimately want our kids to grow up in a better home, in a better community, and most importantly, in a better state than the one we inherited. That's why I ask for your vote on June 5th to move Wisconsin forward.